Authorities in Benue say the suicide bomber exploded a small truck full of explosives, destroying the police station and surrounding buildings. District Police Officer Iqbal Marwat says nearby civilians were wounded, but most of the casualties were police officers. He says the attacker tried to ram the vehicle through the main gate, but then detonated the bomb after police opened fire. Local media are quoting a representative for the outlawed Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan as taking responsibility for the bombing. This is the first time the alliance of more than a dozen militant groups with links to al-Qaeda has claimed responsibility since its former leader, Batullah Massoud, was reportedly killed in a U.S. missile strike. Analysts had suggested the group was in disarray following Massoud's death. Hours later in Peshawar, officials say an attacker in a parked car threw a grenade at a crowd of people outside the Askari Bank before exploding in the car. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack. Senior police official Ghaffour Afridi tells VOA that the bomber bypassed multiple security checkpoints.
There was checking all around, but somehow it is not possible to check all vehicles. So they might have slipped in a vehicle inside and exploded.
Saturday's attacks come as the Pakistani military works to expand its offensive against the Taliban from in and around Swat Valley to the north to South Waziristan. Also Thursday, a suspected U.S. missile strike killed at least 12 people believed to be militants in the nearby North Waziristan tribal region. Benue is considered a gateway to the Afghan border area, which has a strong al-Qaeda and Taliban presence. Sean Maroney, VOA News, Islamabad.